Hello, everyone. This is Sylvia from The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I just wanted to do a brief show today to just kind of give you a big, just a few notes about what I've been working on for my writing. I know I spoke about my books yesterday, but today's show, it's not going to be long. I just wanted to say that I've been on a writing journey for a while now. I began back at writing. I think I went back to it in 2009, 2010, then joined a writer's group through LinkedIn, the writer's group 750, started by Heather Schultz, and I met a lot of great people there. But I also connected with fantastic writers. The wonderful best-selling author Melissa Foster, which I hope one day will be able to join my podcast. I know how busy she is, and all the, you know, the she's a best-selling author, but a wonderful person. She had Melissa's awesome support team that I joined, and I met a bunch of great authors that I got to meet. The amazing Chrissy Parker, which I hope one day she'll be able to come to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I met the late but wonderful author, Andra Bugensky. She was wonderful. And I met, of course, and I miss her all the time. But I hope you check out their books. Chrissy Parker, of course, Melissa Foster, Chrissy Parker, Andrea Bugensky. She wrote a lot of great fantasy books and YA stuff. And of course, Emerald Barnes. Christian writing and just great books overall that she has. Check out Emerald Barnes' books. I met Sass Cadeau. I met so many wonderful people. If I left anyone out, I do apologize. I met Natasha Brown, who turned out to be a great cover designer, and it's just amazing. All and Belinda Witzhausen, also Belinda McGrath Witzhausen. McGrath, also wonderful lady, and she also did her and her mom Sylvia McGrath, wonderful ladies, and a bunch of other authors, and I've met countless authors throughout, and then of course later on, you know, I met more people at SNHU, Southern New Hampshire University. I got my master's degree in writing, English and creative writing, and I started with my short story of Closure, and then, you know, it evolved into more after that in 2014, just because I started school in 2012 while I was still in my writer's group with Heather Schultz, who I started anthologies with. And in that group, I met a lot of great people like Glenda Reynolds, Michael Bogia, Jean Hilgren, a bunch of great people, and I'm still friends with them now. I still communicate with them, and you know, we, you know, there's a lot of people in that group, and I didn't mention everyone who have gone on to write their own books, and they're just great authors, and I started publishing books. I started in I think it was my first anthology was in came out in I think it was 2013, the Giant Tales series in February, and then we had several anthologies. I did my first book event, thanks to Lori Fugarzi, wonderful author and friend, wonderful people, you know, everybody's just wonderful, whether they're acquaintances, friends, but they're wonderful people. And I got to do an event with her and other authors. And then we went on to do, I was able to work on my solo books while at SNHU. And I did, my first book was Closure. It started as a short story in one of my classes. And then one of the ladies in the Melissa's Awesome support team suggested I turn it into a novella. She helped me with it. Then Closure was launched in 2014. And then it came out in 2014. And then from there, I also joined National Novel Month. I started with it and I didn't get too far with it, but I did was able to write Chasing Clarity in I think it was 2013. And I started around 2012, but I did the draft in 2013, and then in 2015 I published Chasing Clarity after several revisions. It came out, and that was my second, and that was a YA book. And then, of course, later on, before I finished SNAJU, I graduated in 2015, and I had to pick a, you know, after my last capstone class, I had to write a novel, turn that in, and you know, get that done. I started with Closure. I'm sorry, with the prequel to Closure, sorry, The Diary of a Broken Father. So that was tied into Closure, the story of Sarah and her father, Garrison. A lot of people kept asking me about Garrison, so I wrote The Diary of a Broken Father. And all the covers were designed by the wonderful Natasha Brown, and all of that, you know, came into play. And then, you know, from there, I developed, you know, all these stories, these books, and I learned a lot of, you know, how much you have to focus on your publishing. And we'll be right back, guys. And we're back to the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm talking about my writing journey. I wanted to share that this episode just about that. So, you know, because when I started with my writing journey, I wanted to share, you know, go back and share my journey and where I am at this point. So I decided to do that today. And tomorrow there'll be another episode with going back to the writer's devotional and going into that writing prompt that I had to share or something like that. And I'll go more into detail on that episode tomorrow. But today I'm talking about my writing journey. I'm happy to be here. Happy Friday. I hope everyone's having a great day. It's a little later in the day when I'm recording this, but, but there was background noise, so I had to kind of stop and go back. And, welcome back to the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. I wanted to say, you know, I published my book, Closure. That was the last book when I was graduating from SNHU. I had to turn in a capstone, and then we did The Diary of a Broken Father. I want to send a big shout out to Dr. Mary Sullivan. She was very positive when I took her class, and the other teacher was too, but Dr. Sullivan was always very positive about the story and where I was going with it. And I was able to create the story with Garrison James and in his own point of view. And I called it diary because if you read Closure, Lila had a diary, and you'll have to read the story to know why it's called The Diary of a Broken Father and not The Journal of a Broken Father. But I've learned throughout my time writing all this stuff that you take into and you learn from different people. And there's been many influential people in my life, from the great teachers I had at Southern New Hampshire University, Dr. Sullivan. Then there was Mr. Sullivan, Christopher Sullivan. And there was a lot of great other teachers that I had that were in that program for the master's program, and a lot of great advisors. Like, you know, there was Meredith, who was a great advisor. She was one of the greatest. But I had a lot of great people at SNHU that were wonderful. So if you're thinking of getting into a program, I got my master's there because I already had my bachelor's major in Spanish, minor in English. This was back in 2000. Then I went back and got my master's through Southern New Hampshire University, and it's been one of the best things I've done. So, and I love it because I just love writing. I work as a building sub, but I do, you know, have my career as a writer, and I'm still pursuing my writing. And for a long while now, I've been working on a story called Battered Mind, a thriller that I've started a long time ago. But I was able to, you know, kind of you develop a journey that you go through different people that have been very influential and helpful. Like I said, a best-selling author, an awesome person, Melissa Foster, has been one. My writers, 750, were very influential. Love them all. Then there's, of course, the SNHU crowd. There was a lot of great people there that, you know, past or present, whether we talk now or not, but they were influential at the time and learned a lot of valuable lessons. And friends that I'm still friends with, like Sandy Wright Crabtree, there's Christopher Barlett. There's still a lot of great people that you know, that you still come across and communicate with. Ronnie Lee Jeffries, even though we don't talk all the time, I see he's doing really well. And all these great other authors that maybe I've forgotten. And then I met other people, newer people that were in SNHU through Coffee House Writers after going through Odyssey. And then, of course, Jessica Kay and her great group of people, Heather Hancock. And I met Francine, Frankie Anderson, you know, Keely Messino, Caitlin Haynes, Diane Tilly, who is AKA Alexis Craig. And of course, there's many other mentors like Jeff Brown, Lisa Vasquez from Stitch Smile Publications, this is where I met the wonderful Lori Fontanesse, author, and all these wonderful people that I get to meet every day, like different authors of all kinds. And if I left your name out, I do apologize. But there's been a lot of wonderful authors, you know, that have come into my life that have influenced me in one way or another. Editors, whether I agree or not, have made a difference. You know, there was wonderful editors and proofreaders that I've met. Michelle Austin Witte. There's Michelle Austin Witte, Regina Corley, who's been they were wonderful. Sandra Ellie, you know, other wonderful like authors, and my own brother Raymond or Alexander Ray, he's another wonderful author. Shout out to him. And all these other wonderful authors and editors, and Stitch Smile Publications, Jeff Brown, Lisa Vasquez, Donnell Party, Whiting, all those people, you know, all of them have been very kind, generous people that have helped. James Matthew Byers, excellent, talented author. There's been a lot of great people, Veronica Smith, and I think her son was still writing too, Zachary Smith, and all these other wonderful people. And then, of course, the poets that I've met over the years, Jessica Mizalik. I hope I didn't mispronounce that. I probably butchered your name. Sorry, Jessica. There's Frankie Anderson. There's Christopher Barlett, my friend who writes also. There's so many others, the Coffee House Writer authors that we got to do an anthology. Thanks to all of them, Jessica Kay and that crew of the Coffee House Writers. I'll never forget it. And anyone I forgot, I apologize again. Thank you, Alexandra Hoover and Caitlin Haynes and Jessica Kay and Frankie Anderson and all the wonderful people that worked on that book and their stories. Lisa, there's been other writers. I'm trying to think of them all right now. And one of them was Lee. I need to get the names because I don't want to forget anyone that I might have left off, because I like to, you know, I start talking about names and then I'm like, oh, I forgot to say this, I forgot to say that, and I definitely don't want to do that. But let me see, the anthology has Destiny, of course, Destiny Constantine, of course, and her father have a podcast, John Constantine, but she's a Coffee House Writer as well. Tracy Hicks, then there's Xander Lee, Tish McWeber. Tish, you can see her all over social media. Sorry. Keely Messino, Scarlett Noble, Donna Travato, the awesome Donna Travato also, Lindsay Taylor, Lisa Post. That's what I was trying to remember. Lisa Post. Let's see, Lourdes Hernandez, Amanda Jones, let's see, I'm trying to see that I'm not, Amanda M. Jones, let's see who else, if I didn't say everybody, but there's a lot of people that I've met that have been wonderful. Margaret Kremer, Janine, of course, Janine G, and she's awesome as well. All of them are. But and there's so many other authors that I've come across with that are very helpful. And there's editors that I've come across with that have been helpful. And some have not been so helpful. But that's how you learn, you know. And I've gone through that journey. And I've discovered people on Readsy, thankfully. And Coffeehouse Writers had great authors, great editors. But then you come across those that are, you know, sometimes you want to get a job done and they do a good job, but then it's a different type of style that you're not used to, and you have to grow thick skin while you work. But I've learned, I was able to contact Readsy, and I came across a webinar one day about book agents and writers, and of course the book doctors are very good too. They're very good people, and they've evolved for a lot of authors as well. And then you come across like Readsy, who has great editors, and I found a really good one there, you know, and I've learned, you know, because I remember one. Back to the Daily with Syl Stein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm talking about my writing journey. Had another interruption. My husband called, so I had to re-record again. But on my writing journey, as I was saying, you come across a lot of different things that that you find out through the years. I started this journey, I want to say officially, in 2012, 2013. Because that's when, well, I want to say 2010, because I joined the writers group. And you evolve as a writer. You start writing your stuff, publishing it, but you learn different things from different people. Stitch Mile Publications taught me that don't settle for things that are, you know, you need to work on them. And Jeff Brown, you know, who's A.J. Brown, who's a wonderful author, his books have been very influential in, you know, in my life, as well as other authors and other readers. And I see how much dedication he puts into his work. His wife, Kate Brown, has also been a, you know, very, a very supportive spouse, like my spouse is. And you gotta really put in the effort and work on your things and write your stories, but also put the effort on them, like Lisa Vasquez used to tell us at Stitch Mile Publications, and other authors like at Coffeehouse Writers, the editors. And you learn things throughout. You know, there's a lot of authors out there. Like when I did the Lakes, Great Lakes Book Bash, I met a lot of wonderful authors who taught me about, you know, there are different writing styles, but how you need to put in the effort. Jo Michaels, shout out to her. You know, Stacey Rourke, Rachel Brownell, who made the event there at the Great Lakes Book Bash. Shout out to all of them. And it was in Kalamazoo, Michigan in October of 2017. That was my first big book event that I had. And you know, you learn stuff along the way. And Chrissy Parker has been an amazing influence with her books, Integrate, as well as Among the Olive Groves, and many others. Temperance, she has a lot of books out. Check out Chrissy Parker. Check out the books by, of course, amazing author Melissa Foster, who has evolved so much from her start to now, and just a best-selling author, and has the best series, and writes so much, and romance, and all this wonderful stuff that just she's created for her books and for her fans and everything. And then, of course, my author friend Lori Fontanez, and her, you know, she's writing books about horror and the different books that she wants to create. And right now, she's currently working on a series of Stalker and Stalker 1, Stalker 2. And then there's, you know, there's many other authors that I've come across that are, you know, of course, the ones that you want to, you know, mimic, like Leanne Moriarty for me, Ruth Ware, You know, there's just wonderful authors that you just want to be like or want to write like, but you have your own sense of course, for me, it's Jodi Picoult and Diana Gabaldon for a lot of other authors for the Outlander series and many others. But there's many, all the authors I met are wonderful writers, everything, poets. And if you haven't started, make sure you do your research, your homework on the type of publishing and cover design that you want and editing, and invest that money and time to your editing, because it's going to go a long way. I was very lucky that we had Amazon KDP. I started with that. And now I'm trying to move my books to Ingram Spark to give it a bigger market and also go back and fix certain things that could have been different for my books, like re-edit some of the stuff, revamp a lot of other things. But I'm very proud of my book Closure, Chasing Clarity, The Diary of a Broken Father, my anthologies, Past or Present, and now working on Battered Mind, which I hope will come out next year. But I am very happy with the editing that I got from Reedsy and the wonderful Rachel Stout and her wonderful work and all the things that she's she recommended to do and the different things. Look up editors for Reedsy. You do you just do your homework and check out and get other people to read your work and get beta readers to read your work. And big shout out to Kate Marie Haynes, Caitlin Marie, or Kate Marie, wonderful author. She has had so many influences on her life, and she's writing so many books. So make sure you check her out and all the wonderful authors. But I just wanted to kind of share my journey, where I'm at, and I've been working on what I've been working on. But I want to say thank you to all those that have been very supportive about my work. Oh, sorry for the background noise. I have children. But Connie, I'm on the recording. Stop. And sorry about that, live TV. But she was talking about the dog, I guess, having a thing with a dog. But like, I wanted to say thank you to all the readers, writers, editors, everyone in the life, my family, my husband, Jeremy, and my children, Paul Michael Consuelo, my in-laws, my mom and dad, my mom, my brothers, sisters, friends, my supportive, you know, all the family, friends that are like family, that are family, Lisa, Sergio, their children, Mina, Maverick, Gunner, Shannon, Lillian, all the wonderful people, and all the people in my life, past or present, my dear sisters who are now gone, but were always very supportive, Amy Lemons Lamont, Luisa Flores, and, you know, Luisa, my best friend growing up, she was another sister, miss her dearly every day, Amy, you know, Lemons Lamont, I met her when I moved here, thanks to Dave Lamont, our other friend. So shout out to all of them and all of you readers and all of you who have followed and supported my journey. And thank you for all the help and all of you that have influenced me in one way or another and encouraged me, even when it was a criticism that, but like I said, it was a positive criticism. The criticism can be constructive when people really give you feedback. And I believe that as authors, we have to grow thick skin. But I love when people can give you constructive criticism and back it up and help you. And that's what Stitch Miles did for me and SNHU and the Coffeehouse Writers and the Writer 750. Everything was a journey, and friends and family and who have come into my life. I want to send a big shout out to all of you. If I left anyone out, I do apologize. I just kind of wanted to share my writing journey. And this was what this whole the daily was about, just my own writing journey, still working on my books, getting better, never give up, just push forward. If you have a story to tell, create, and it's in the works, write about it. I've been working on Battered Mind, my thriller. I've been, you know, I'm going to give it a breathing room and working on it every day. And then hopefully you'll be able to hear Sadie's story and everything that happens to her, and why it happened and all of that. So I can't wait to to bring you that and the awesome cover that was made by the amazing Michael Dangerman. Natasha Brown made the other three. Michael Dangerman made the new one, and I'm so thrilled to bring it to you, hopefully sooner than later. But do your work. Look up all the great authors. Look up all these cover designers and editors, and do your research, you know, when you're publishing your book, and work on a budget, because I know we all work on a budget. I have children, and just try to do your best. Give your best work to everyone, but never give up. So I hope this was helpful, and thank you for joining me on the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. This is my own writing journey. I just wanted to share that with you guys. Have an amazing Friday, and thank you for listening.